Happy Friday and welcome to another episode of Speedrun, the show where we bring you the video game news of the day in 10 minutes or less. Today is May 21st, 2021. I'm your host, Steven Weber, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about all the new details coming from the Overwatch 2 stream yesterday, as well as Bethesda and Xbox hosting a joint conference at E3 this year. So let's get right into it. Our first news story today is that Blizzard held a two-hour-long stream where they discussed all sorts of new details coming to Overwatch 2. This comes from Matt Kim at IGN. Today, Blizzard hosted a new Overwatch 2 livestream with a bunch of new details on the upcoming sequel. While the biggest news was arguably changing PvP team composition, there were plenty of other new details. Below are some of the biggest details we learned from today's Overwatch stream. Overwatch 2 PvP teams will be 5v5 and not 6v6. As reported earlier, Blizzard has announced that Overwatch 2 will introduce 5-member PvP teams, down from the 6-person teams introduced in the first Overwatch. Along with the smaller team sizes, tanks will be adjusted so that they are more like brawlers in a fight rather than stationary shields. Furthermore, each class will receive a new passive ability to complement their abilities. Tanks will have knockback reduction and reduce ultimate charge gain when taking damage from enemies. Damage heroes will get a movement speed bonus, and support will self-heal when they don't take damage for an extended period of time. Overwatch 2 will also have a new map called Monte Carlo. Blizzard also revealed a new map during today's stream called Monte Carlo. Based on the luxury vacation destination, the fictional version of Monte Carlo is very much like its real-life counterpart, where beautiful buildings are situated on steep hills. It's still very much a luxury destination, but given the slight futuristic makeover of Overwatch. Assault is also being removed from competitive play. Assault is a mode where an attacking team and defending team vie for contested capture points on a map. Attacking teams will have a set time to capture a point, while a defending team must stop them, and the two teams will switch off. While Assault will still be available in custom, it will be removed from quick play, which is being designed to be similar to competitive. Blizzard is also working on more push maps than just Toronto. Push is an upcoming game mode where both teams will play a game of tug-of-war using a robot that will be pushed in the direction of whichever team is losing. Blizzard has revealed it is working on more push maps other than the upcoming Toronto map. During the live stream, Blizzard also revealed that Rome will be a push map. Blizzard's also experimenting with new modes beyond push as well. As part of the discussion about removing the assault game mode, Blizzard explained that it is constantly experimenting with new game modes aside from push. No word yet on what those maps could look like, but Blizzard is looking for ways to fill the void left by assault while also giving players even more variety. Keller hinted at least one more new game mode that he is excited to talk about soon. And also, not all maps are going to be tied to story mode. Blizzard has already shown off new maps such as New York, Toronto, Rome, and Monte Carlo, but Blizzard says more maps are in the works aside from these initial four. Blizzard also said these maps aren't necessarily locations that will be present in the story mode, and that some maps may be designed for their own sake. The article does go on to talk about a lot of new gameplay and design changes and lists them out in bullet format, so if you want to check that out, you can do so at the link in the podcast description. The first Overwatch is one of my favorite games of all time, but it's been a few years since I played it. I'm a little out of touch with the community and how all of these changes are going to affect the game and how they're going to be received by the community, but at least from the high level, changing to 5v5 is a massive shakeup for Overwatch. You think about the Overwatch League, which is designed around 6v6 play. There's going to have to be a ton of shakeup with the teams there. All of the original maps are designed around 6v6 play as well, so they're going to have to change all of those up. So it's looking more and more like Overwatch 2 is a significant jump and leap forward from Overwatch 1. When they initially announced the game, it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, at least, why there was going to be a sequel to Overwatch. Why weren't they just going to continue to expand and change the first game that was so successful? Why start anew? And it makes a lot more sense now. They're making significant changes to the core gameplay of what Overwatch is, and they want that to be a separate experience so that people that are fans of the original game, like myself, can still go and play that and have that really original experience without shaking things up too much. And our second and final news story for the week is that Xbox and Bethesda will officially be having a joint conference this year for E3. This comes from Jordan Olman at IGN. Microsoft and Bethesda will host a joint E3 conference this year. The news was revealed in an interview with Le Figaro, where Xbox Game Studios head Matt Booty said the two companies will share the spotlight during E3 2021, following Microsoft's landmark $7.5 billion acquisition of ZeniMax. Quote, Microsoft and Bethesda will host a joint conference this summer to introduce players to their upcoming projects, the article reads. On Twitter, the author Chloe Wouters noted the conference would be coming in a few weeks, most likely during E3 2021, which takes place from June 12th to the 15th. Elsewhere in the same Twitter thread, they note Microsoft's strategy is to, quote, leave studios their creative freedom post-acquisition. As for future acquisitions, Booty reportedly said, quote, I can't share anything, but Wouters added that it did not smell of a firm and definitive no. This is one of the lingering questions coming out of the acquisition. Would they continue to kind of operate and announce things as separate publishers, or would Xbox really fold them in and give them a significant chunk of their conferences? How would it work? So now we know they're having a joint conference. I'm really excited to see how much of that time is dedicated to Bethesda and how integrated those two experiences will feel. Bethesda always had their own flavor at their conferences, so will that still stand, or will it be more Xbox? We'll see. I'm excited to check it out at E3 in a few weeks. So those are all the major news stories around video games for the morning of May 21st, 2021. If you like the show, please shoot us a review on your preferred podcasting platform and follow us on Twitter at GlitchPoint or me personally at NerdGuySteve. This has been Speedrun, a GlitchPoint podcast. I'm Steven Weber. Stay safe. I hope you have a fantastic weekend.